Start your day with Triple M Breakfast and start your health journey with NIB. Visit nib.com.au.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. Welcome to your Monday edition of Marto and Margot. Whole show coming up here very soon, but before we rip into that, we thought we'd rip into the burner phone. You can text us whenever, 0484 10 1045. This is stuff we didn't get to on the show today.
A lot of people contribute after they can't get through on the phone, so they go, I'll just send them a note. What's Ben from Mansfield got?
Well, he wants to know, he went to the Ecker on Saturday, thought he'd check it out. For this year's Sounds of the Ecker, he reckons scoffing down a Dagwood dog.
Well, choke him on down.
It's actually my suggestion today. My 17-year-old put away 5 across the day,
well
he reckons,
played,
Ben.
Son. Yeah, today, today was animals on roller coasters we did. It sounded something like this.
Not much.
What are you planning on doing?
Not much of a Dagwood dog fan. I'd rather have one of those German bratwurst sausage hot dogs with the sauerkraut and the mustard
like
and all
Kransky.
The bits.
I'd rather a Dagwood dog.
Bratwurst.
I had one of them the other day, the bratwurst things. I'd rather a Dagwood dog.
Dagwood dog.
But what noises? If you're saying we should make the sound of the echo, what's the noises?
Well, you're doing lots of licking of the sauce, aren't you, off your hands?
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's kind of ASMR-ish if you get it wrong.
Do you want to make this the Sounds of the Echo? Because we've still got tickets to give away.
What about eating a strawberry sundae?
It's pretty
annoying.
Just
licking.
Got to remember people having breakfast while they're listening to us sometimes.
Was there some moaning and groaning?
Remember the other day we were talking fractured
licking,
penises?
Licking, moaning and groaning.
Margot, let's read you this note from my personal phone.
Is that a Dagwood dog in your hand, Margot? Are you just happy to see me?
I don't know. Are there any troubles doing stuff like that?
There should be.
Listen to this bloke. He rings me. I didn't check it until the weekend. I don't check the messages. Just got an Irish mate staying with me. His name's Matt Shoemaker. He's Mel Shoemaker's son. You know, the great jockey?
No.
Anyway, he's over
I was thinking the race car driver.
I should tell you about this bloke. He's amazing. But he's over in Japan, okay, working. He's a master farrier. Do you know what a farrier
the horses.
Is?
Horses.
Yeah, shoes horses.
Shoes horses.
Right. We're talking about broken penises at 6 a.m. on Friday, okay?
I had a couple of blokes pull me up on that on Friday.
Yeah, this is him. He's sitting in Japan. With an Irish mate staying with me. He can't believe what yous are talking about while he eats his breakfast. What a beauty. We're making impact all over the place.
Oh, we've got a couple of stonemasons at our joint at the moment. He said, come on, Margot. Did you have to do that to us this morning? All of us were bent over.
Yeah, a lot of
holding onto our bits.
Crossing their legs all over Brizzy during that.
Hey, Aaron from Springfield, and this is the old barter economy. Just want a ruling on the beer rule. How big does the favour need to be able to acquire a six-pack? I lent my new neighbour my whippersnapper, which I thought was worthy. Yeah, of course, worthy the six-pack and got nothing in return.
How long?
No. Any period of time. Mm. Fill it up, refuel it. Put 2-stroke in, mate.
Refuel it, definitely.
And give me a six-pack. Oh. Carton for a car.
Do you give something, though, to receive something in return, or you just do it because you're a good human being? Like, if you expect, the universe owes you nothing, so you get nothing in return.
Oh, no, that's not how it works.
No, it's a whippersnapper.
Yeah, you're talking like the Bible type theory, whereas I'm talking real life. No one will ever
read it. What
if
is
you
it?
It's this little book. It's becoming popular. You're talking like if you borrow something and you give them a present, they'll lend you something again.
But you don't give to get.
How long you got this whippersnapper for? A day?
Yeah, it's just a six-pack.
But what if he's just doing a quick edge? It's like 2 minutes, mate. Can I whip that off you?
You've got to give me a six-pack.
Why? It didn't cost you anything. I fueled it up.
No, you know what Marto wants here? Marto never wants people to borrow his
new
shit.
New line?
That's right.
Ever.
So maybe a roll a new line?
Don't give anyone anything that runs on fuel. Don't lend your tools out.
Yeah, the way you looked at me then, Marto, was you were basically saying, F off, leave my whippersnapper alone.
I think Aaron from Springfield should just be grateful that his neighbour wants to talk to him.
Aaron, I still like you. Rachel from Hillcrest, can we finish with this one? Can anyone tell me why different councils need a different holiday for the Ekka? Of course, if you're listening to this on Monday, it's the holiday in Logan.
Her kids are off today, like me, and then she's off Wednesday, like me, and it's a bloody nightmare, like me. I opted to take both days. It fell on deaf ears, unfortunately. I'm still here, and it's 9:30 on a public holiday.
I said, let her have both days. It'll be a relief, like a holiday for the rest.
Everyone gets a holiday.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Let's talk Ricky Stewart. Let's talk Saturday night when Ricky, he hates losing. It's always someone else to blame because that's the reason he's had $135,000. Imagine his wife going,
incredible.
We could have had that $135,000. During his NRL career, he's been fined that because he can't handle losing. Now, you could say he's now 55, maybe 56 years of age. You should have calmed down by that stage of life.
He's passionate. He bleeds green.
He never grew, and he's angry about that, and he's not smart. I roomed with him once. He came over to replace our Wallaby captain, Nick Farr-Jones. He was a replacement, little 19- or 20-year-old. I asked somebody whether they think he could talk. He wouldn't talk, whether he was just nervous
shy,
at that age.
Maybe.
I was 23 with the Wallabies.
You played with him. He was a union player back in the day.
Yeah, it was a union player at that stage. And then he knew he was going straight after that tour. He went to rugby league in 1989. They won their first premiership with the Canberra Raiders. But I knew him as a bloke. Well, I never got to know him. I was his first roommate for the Wallabies.
Be very careful.
Who is this little weirdo? Who is this odd bod? Like, he just didn't talk. I just tried to get things out of him. It was all, and I just, he's dumb. And then he just went to rugby league and I never saw him
again. Top bunk, bottom bunk?
No, we're side by side in Argentina.
Same bed, different bed.
Two single beds.
Sorry.
That's not what this is about. This is about, if you missed it, he's got a little fella plays for him. Tommy Starling plays dummy half for Canberra Raiders. He got this guy, the 5'8", the replacement 5'8" for Penrith, Jamin Salmon, okay?
We talked about JA names, didn't we?
kicked him first in the girlies and then kicked him in the chin, trying to get out of the tackle, which
players do all the time.
And Ricky made it personal. If you haven't heard it, here it is. It's been everywhere.
Yeah, you know, where Salmon kicked Tommy, he ain't on. And I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak-gutted dog as a kid, and he hasn't changed now. He's a weak-gutted dog person now.
No one in NRL's ever heard such a personal attack in a coach's press conference.
It was personal, wasn't it?
And then we find out that Ricky's 12-year-old son, Jackson, played in the same team as 12-year-old Jamin. So 12-year-old Jamin.
Talking 12 years ago.
10 years ago. When they were 12, it's now 22.
JA names going on here as well.
Look, Jamin and
Ricky
Jackson.
Ricky had a Jackson.
Is it an ex, Jackson?
No, it's a C-K-S-O-N. Yeah, Ricky then had to apologise.
My reaction was to a family situation that I thought I had dealt with. Clearly, I haven't. I allowed my emotions to get the better of me, and for that, I am truly sorry.
That wasn't Ricky's apology voice. That was another person. Because Ricky didn't come out and say it. He put it in writing. Yes. And then Gus Gould.
He's too experienced a campaigner to react so emotionally in an environment like that where he has been so many times throughout his career.
That's right. Yeah. He should know better at his age.
No doubt he was disappointed with the act. It wasn't a good look. Salmon shouldn't have kicked out like that. But Ricky Stewart, also being the professional, should not have put that out on display in a public forum as well.
But the problem is...
But a lot of people are saying, why can't Ricky speak his mind? Why isn't he allowed to single a player out?
Well, he was fortified by the amount of support before he went into the press conference. He knew he had the support of a lot of people because...
I walk into the change rooms, I've got 47 texts. Every one of those texts agreed with every fan out there.
They're from Texas?
Much support.
They're from Austin.
Yeah, 47 texters.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Frank Walker's popped in for a second
Hello.
Hey, would you like to hear a cow on a roller coaster?
Oh, wouldn't
you? Because that's how you can win tickets to the Ekka today. Pick an animal, put it on a roller coaster, make that noise.
Imagine trying to strap a cow into the seat. Sorry, sir, you're too tall. And then have a spew at the end.
Weight restrictions, perhaps.
These are golden times. So that's after what, 6:30? You need to make an animal noise on a roller coaster.
Family pass to the Ekka.
These are golden times, and I'm not just talking Birmingham, where we keep on scooping up gold medals for the women's cricket, for the men's volleyball, the women's netball finals on right now. But what about this news that's just come through today? Chappelle Corby is single and ready to mingle. She has just axed the ex, that Ben Panangian, whatever his name. Remember she had him when she left jail? She had the boy, the Bali boyfriend.
Balinese boyfriend.
That's never easy. How long ago did she get out of jail over there at Kerabokan?
I don't know. How long ago was it?
I'm going to say 5 years. Four.
She did she do the 60 Minutes five. Chat? She's written a book.
Hold
she's
on,
done SAS.
Let's just go through it. 2005, she was sentenced to 20 years. Here's the quiz question for today.
She got out early.
How much marijuana did she have in that boogie board? Alleged.
500 grams.
All right. No. Give me yours. A kilo. What do you say?
3 kilos.
More.
5 kilos.
Less.
4 kilos.
More.
4.5 kilos.
Less.
4.3 kilos.
Less.
4.2.
Yes! 4.2 kilograms of marijuana in her boogie board.
That's anyway, great. Because this is a 42 is the old weed smoking thing. 420.
420.
And she had 4.2.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, 420 is when you meant. Apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. No idea.
Now, listen, she's declared.
What is she doing now?
She's making resin, epoxy resin clocks and selling them for $199.
What's
I'm glad you asked.
An epoxy resin clock?
I have no idea if anyone can tell us. 133353.
Is she sniffing it to get a new high? She got out May 27, 2017, so just over 5 years ago.
Okay. But she got, 2005, she got 14 years. Yeah, right. She got 20 years and got out early for good behaviour. But listen, she's out. And she's looking for a bloke.
She's
Instagram.
Single.
Yeah, I don't know how many fans. How many is she got on Instagram? Would you have any idea?
I'm actually just looking up her Instagram page.
Here it says
159,000.
All right, so all those people got the looking for a new four-leaf clover. I don't know what that means. Attention, help a girl out. Get tagging, single and ready to mingle.
Oh. Wow, 547 comments.
See, that's thirsty, isn't it?
What about the photo, though? Is she under an aeroplane and she's scratched out
him
in blue?
Is that a technique? That might be in resin. That might be epoxy resin she's scrubbed in to go with the clock.
What is going on here?
A lot of people, apparently, there's blokes, listen to this one. A number of men have, well, I think they're men, several blokes offered themselves as a potential partner.
What about this one? Someone's tagged A_and is an honest bloke who has a similar interest and is keen to meet the girl of his dreams. Perhaps it might be you.
So people recommending their mates to go out with Chappelle. What? Similar interests, is that marijuana smuggling or clock making?
Boogie boarding.
Boogie boarding.
Come on, mate. Keep it clean.
What about this guy? I have a great idea for our honeymoon. Let's go to Bali. Heard you can get cheap drugs there on the DL.
Free accommodation.
Someone said, WTF, Chappelle, what are you on?
Well, good luck,
Chappelle. She's living with her dog making epoxy resin clocks.
Why don't you send us a recommendation to the burner phone?
Have you got a friend who
we'll get
could
Chappelle
go
on?
Out with Chappelle?
Yeah. What about Dark Trooper? Don't have anyone to tag, but I'm willing to give it a go.
Hey.
0484 10 1045. Burner phone's always open. Hook a mate up with Chappelle. We'll get them both on the radio.
What about doing the Mercedes and Chappelle threesome?
Oh! I'll take care of a car.
Golden days.
Manu Mondays.
Manu Fidel from My Kitchen Rules. I mean, you would have heard a lot of things over the course of your life, your radio journey. Have you ever heard Manu Monday?
No, never. Thank you very much
for the intro.
A pleasure.
Nice to have you here in the studio. We don't often get people in here visiting. We normally talk to them down the line. And I was super surprised this morning to see you in here. And I'm here in my UGG boots and jumper wearing no bra for you this morning, which would be a nice surprise for both myself and yourself. And when they said Manu was coming in, I was like, oh, my God, why did anyone say anything? But welcome to the studio. I would normally have dressed more appropriately for you.
I'm not disappointed about this. I'm more disappointed in the fact that you ne parles pas français. Je pense que tu parles français, toi, non? Margot?
Oh, I don't speak any French. I'm sorry.
She's an imposter.
Now, you featured in a lot of TV shows on our screens here in Australia, and the one that was my favourite, because I am not a cook. Like, if I'm cooking you something in my house, you're either going to end up with food poisoning or it will be burnt. My husband is the cook in our house, and I'm happy for him to take that role. But I loved watching you in Dancing with the Stars, and you actually won, because I'm a dancer, so that intrigues me. Marto was talking about cooking, building.
Were you on with Chappelle?
I was with Chappelle.
She's single?
It is. That's news today.
And
she's
ready to mingle.
That was her latest Instagram post.
Can we just play you her latest Instagram post? Maybe Manu can tell us what Chappelle's up to. We have not altered this audio at all. This is from her Instagram.
Good morning. It's that time again.
What do you think she was doing?
It sounds like she was in a bathroom, perhaps. Mm.
She was clearing her douching,
nasal douching,
clearing her sinuses.
Good morning, like, it's that time again.
People have fetishes.
Yeah. Social media is becoming.
Yeah. You know how people go to the supermarket, buy pre-prepared food, take it out of the packet, then cook it for someone who comes to their house and pass it off as their own? That's always happened, I suppose. We're going to try to do the same thing. Margo, can you be in control of this science experiment?
Yeah, we're going to play a little game with you. We do a game here on the show. It's called This or That, where Marto and I play on behalf of the listeners. Dan gives us either a piece of audio or a statistic, and we've got to determine whether it's pretty much A or B. So
it's
we're going to do that
options.
For you.
Yeah, here we go. Let's start.
It's as easy as 50-50. Or head to tails. Triple M breakfasts. This or that.
It's a food edition of This or That. It's super simple, Matter. It's just this or that. It's going to be homemade or store-bought. Three items, Matter.
So we're going to put your taste buds to the test because people often say, oh, I can tell whether it's a cheap coffee or a good coffee. It's expensive wine or cheap wine. We want you to tell us whether you think that this is store-bought food or something that's homemade. Okay. Do you think that you'll be able to determine, even just by looking at it, Manu? I reckon he's such an experienced chef that he would know whether or not this is store-bought or homemade. What have you got there, Manu?
I've got a biscuit with
shortbread.
Shortbread. Sorry, mate.
No, that's okay.
Now, you need to tell us, Manu.
Am I annoying you more than Pete Evans?
No.
Shut up, Matt. You need to tell us. Yeah. Now, just he's just feeling it. He's looking at it. He's turning it around in his hands.
Before I eat it, I think it's store-bought.
You think it's store-bought? Now, he's going to taste it.
How do you know looking at it? The mouldings.
Yeah. And it tastes like crap, yeah.
Mm. Okay, put it back in there.
He's going store-bought.
Yeah,
store-bought.
Do we look at it? Yeah, correct. It's
correct.
Coles.
One out of one.
Yeah.
Try these.
Not to slag off Coles. I'm sure everything else says good apart
from
shortbread.
I'll try this one here.
What's that, Rocky Road?
Rocky Road.
All right.
Now, can you tell us whether this is store-bought or homemade delicious goodness Rocky Road?
Homemade.
You can tell already.
How do you know?
You've got the fold of the paper on the outside.
Oh.
Would you like to sample? Because this is going to mean something to someone on the team.
We don't actually know. Only Dan knows. He's going to tell us.
Delicious.
Okay.
Who made it?
You see the bloke out there with the Puma jacket on? Just tell his wife, Louise, that she's done a good job.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's her Rocky Road.
All right. That one there.
Last but not least, we have a piece of boiled fruit cake.
I'm going to say store-bought. You wouldn't be cooking this at home this time of the year. It's Christmas stuff.
What about if you are cooking it for the Ecker, our royal exhibition?
Oh, no.
What do you think?
Store-bought.
Is it because it tastes like crap?
Does that mean it's good or bad, store-bought?
It's bad.
No, it's...
Is it dry?
It's just kind of boring.
Generic.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, you know what? You're wrong about the store-bought, but you're correct about generic and boring because that was made by Dobbo, who does our drive show for the Ecker.
And it didn't win any awards, and it's rubbish, and you're the best. What time are we watching tonight?
Manu Fidel, My Kitchen Rules, back tonight, 7:05 on Channel 7. We love your work, mate.
7:05?
Yeah. I mean, there must be some sort of Commonwealth Games action on, and they get 5 minutes out of it. And we'll get Manu back on. Good on you, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Triple M.
And Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, the block, the tree chains. Back tonight at 7:30 and last night's first episode. Well, Margo, I was expecting you meet all the couples a little bit more, but it ended up being about those two that took off. The influencer.
Elle Ferguson and her
and the old footy player.
Former ex-GWS player, Joel someone.
And we didn't get to meet, and I said to you the other day, what's his name? Joel Patful, I think his name.
No, it's Joel someone.
Yeah, Joel someone.
Joel someone.
I think the big news was Scotty Cam back on the tools. He's going to be renovating one of the homes and competing alongside the contestants having to reveal a room each week as well.
Remember we talked to Scotty the other day. I don't know how many times he'll have the bag on. There'll be a lot of finger point. You're right, there, a lot of finger pointing.
A lot pointing. Of foreman work.
Yeah, what I know he did say is that there's this couple from the Gold Coast, Chippy.
Well, you saw them last night on the show.
Incredible.
Dylan
said
and
that
Jenny.
They're great people.
Have you heard the story? Oh, here they are now, Dylan and Jenny. Hi.
Yeah, how are we?
Excited to see you guys on the block, local Gold Coast couple. And you are a builder, but you're working with your partner, Jenny, who's an apprentice.
Yeah, Jen's an apprentice, isn't she? But she's still the boss, that's for sure.
Can I check something? Did you take her on and then crack onto her, or were you already a couple and you said you might as well do some apprentice stuff?
No, we were a couple, and I was like, yeah, you might as well help me out, save some money.
I'm on the line
Jenny's
now. I just
here
got
too.
Put through.
Hey, Jen, how are you, babe?
Are you a proper
apprentice? Good, how are you?
I'm a builder and a carpenter, but my apprenticeship, I reckon the first year was pushing a broom. Jenny, did he make you do a proper apprenticeship where you do all the shit-kicking work to start?
I cut all out the shit-kicking work and just got straight into the job floor.
What was the audition process like? Had you worked together well whilst building your own home and thought, hey, you know what, we could probably, you know, have a go at this and be good at it?
Yeah, 100%. Well, the audition process wasn't, like, that hard, really, was it, Jill?
They said, like, show us your style, da-da-da, but we just, we didn't really have any style. We just had a patch of dirt, but we had a pool, so we had a bright unicorn one, and I was pretending to call it cocktails.
Yeah, it was all just...
it was all dolled up in the trenches.
It's all hypothetical. Yeah. Oh.
But as in, they've used you so much in the ads, Jenny, because, you know, female carpenter, etc. Who's going to go and buy the cushions, curtains and tiles if both of you are capable humans?
No, I did both roles this month.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Working overtime, Jen. Make sure you put your invoice in, babe.
No, it was pretty tough, actually, trying to be the tradie lady and the designer. Like,
yeah, interior designer. Hey, listen, Dylan, I don't watch it very often in previous years. You two are the main reason I'm going to start watching this year because I go, it's just like a day at work. Were you always a fan, Dylan?
100%, yeah. My dad and brother are both builders, so... I remember watching the first show, Bondi. I watched it every year since then growing up. So
you're a fan.
It's a dream to get on and meet Scotty, and then that was me done, more or less.
He is a legend. How comparable is the building on the block compared to building every day? Could you do the block houses within those time constraints in real life?
Legally.
There's no way that you can do what we do in 12 weeks on the outside. It's just... It is ridiculous. And you think when you're watching it back home, like there is a million people, but like they're really, this year especially with labour shortages and whatnot with COVID.
And you're out in the bush.
A lot of people, like it was just everyone ripping in.
Hey, Dylan, you know how the government's giving so many incentives to take on apprentices. Were you able to take advantage of your partner and get a government grant?
Yes. I can't, but I definitely tried, don't you?
Good on your team. Well, we look forward to seeing how you go. The block tree change. It's back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Go well, legends. We're on board.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks so much.
Can we talk to you soon, again soon as the show goes on?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Wonderful. Anytime.
Thanks, legends. Dylan and Jenny from the block there on Triple M. It's Marto and Margo.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Oh, how much is she going to get
used
that?
To have a little, now I have
Jenny,
a lot.
Are you sick of that already?
Yeah.
No matter where I know.
Have they been using that in the marketing?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, my God.
Jenny from the block. It's a Jennifer Lopez reference.
First and last time you hear that on Triple M.
Yep.
It's as easy as 50-50. Or heads or tails. Triple M breakfasts. This or that.
Marto streaking out to an almost insurmountable lead here. Marto 12, Margo 8. You will be going first today, though, Margo.
And is that because you feel sorry for me, Dan?
No, just your turn, mate.
Your turn. Okay.
We flip it back and forth.
Insurmountable's a bit over the top because I was trailing by 5 this time 2 weeks ago. It's just been an incredible run.
Thank you for trying to make me feel better.
Yeah, that's all right.
Lang's Gourmet Gift Basket, 133353. That is what you'll win. You've got to pick Marto or Margo. They'll play on your behalf. That's all you've got to do.
Kath asked if you could win occasionally because I'm on this incredible run and I haven't changed underpants since I started winning 10 days ago.
Christ.
All right, so it'd be good that's if you could.
Graphic.
Pull up your socks.
I'll see what I can
really
do. Daniel from Birkdale. Good morning, Daniel. How are you, mate?
Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. Are you there, Daniel?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I can't contain his excitement. Hello, Daniel. I'm playing on your behalf today. You know, have you got any crystals that you charged or like some good luck charm that you're holding on to? Did you eat a big meal last night for me?
Not really, no.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle from Chayla Park.
Hey,
I'm representing you. What was your highlight of the Commonwealth Games so far?
Just all the gold that we've won.
Yeah,
well,
thanks, Michelle.
You and I.
Cheers.
It's about to happen again, Michelle.
Appreciate that.
Gold.
Lang's Gourmet Gift Basket on the line here. Marto 12, Margo 8. Mm. Marto, you went first on Friday. So, Margo, you go first today, my friend. Tell me, it's this or that. Two options. First to three will win. What's more expensive, a Gucci? We're trying to help you out here, mate.
Up her alley.
Gucci chain link crossbody bag.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Is it the one like Payne Haas wears or the Broncos sideline?
No rap on this show.
Oh, sorry.
No rap.
Or a Mazda 2 hatchback.
Is that right?
and it's close.
God.
A Gucci chain link crossbody bag or a Mazda hatchback? Are we talking secondhand, like 30-year-old?
Is that
hatchback?
The one that as Payne Haas had on? Is that, was that a Gucci?
Does he drive a Mazda?
No, not the car. Sorry.
What's a Mazda
bag
worth?
Well, it's got to be 18,000-20,000, isn't it?
I was trying to catch him out.
Come on, mate.
I'm going to go.
Music
is it
stop.
Got diamonds in it, the chain link crossbody
music
bag?
Music, stop.
Any more info? All I have is
music,
a Gucci
stop.
Chain link crossbody bag or a Mazda 2. Go, Margot Parker.
I'm going to say the Mazda 2.
Yeah, you'd be correct, mate. Yeah. Well done. Sensible. It's 24,700 for a Mazda 2, but the Gucci bag's 21,150. So it
what
is tight.
What a fine investment it must
be. Pack Gucci doesn't have that. I haven't seen that in there.
Oh, God.
1-0 to Margot. Over to you, Margot.
Just to stop for a second. Yes. 21,000 for a handbag.
Mm.
That's cheap because the Birkin, the Hermes Birkin bag, they're $25,000 upwards. They start at $25,000.
Would you say cheap or is it just all expensive?
It's all expensive.
My backpack that I use every single day.
We've got time for this, mate. We've got to rock the
chat. $38.
It's a beauty.
What's taller? Mm. Curtis Marshall's Commonwealth Games gold medal pole vault jump. Oh, this is great. Or the height of an average adult giraffe.
Oh, that's
He's written down 6.8. What's that, Marto?
I think that's about what he jumped.
So, Marto, what we're asking you here is, has he jumped over a giraffe?
Over a giraffe.
Fabulous. On a pole vault.
No, he hasn't.
So you're saying
giraffe
the jump is taller?
Is taller.
The giraffe is taller?
Yes.
A giraffe's 5.7 metres tall. On average, Curtis Marshall's jump was 5.5 metres.
Is that all he did?
Yeah.
That's because it's the Commonwealth Games. That's all you got to do.
One apiece. Margot Parker, your turn. Is AJ Applegate...
Who's that?
Right.
That's the question.
AJ Applegate.
Is he a major league baseballer or... porn star?
I'm going to say a porn star. I've never... Oh, I don't know baseball either, though.
No,
neither
do
porn star.
You do know pornos.
I do know pornos.
He's a porn star. He's a porn star.
Is it, well, sorry,
AJ Applegate.
What's so sexy about Applegate?
No, you'd have to go and have
that
a session with
him.
Is this a Steve Jobs, Bill Gates type situation?
Is that a manoeuvre no one's heard of? Yeah, I'm going to do the Applegate
Leave the Applegate open for me.
Oh, AJ is a she.
Oh, apologies.
Oh, is it? How do you know that?
Oh, just someone typed it on the screen there.
One of our producers watches a lot of porn.
Producer Nick. Is that why he has
What's
no smell?
3-1. 2-1. That's because he's constantly got COVID. Okay, Marto, so you need to even it up here. What was invented first, the Mars bar or the Snickers bar?
Now, Mars. Mars bar.
Hang on. If you get this wrong, Margot wins, doesn't
because
she?
Because is it the nut first or not the nut? Because did someone have the Snickers and go, geez, this would be really good
they
without nuts in it, and then make the Mars bar? Or did they have the Mars bar and say, hey, this would be really good nuts within it?
Well, I'm going Mars bar. What would you like to, what would you have gone?
Well, I prefer a Snickers over a Mars.
All right, I go Mars, she goes Snickers.
So you think the Mars bar is older?
Yeah.
Marto?
The original and the best.
The Mars bar was invented in 1932.
Holy no, you can't tell me the Snickers happened before that. That's right in the middle of the Depression.
Peanuts, though.
Snickers.
Peanuts would have cost... Well, peanuts.
Snickers.
Is peanuts cheaper
Let's
than...
Let's put us out of our misery.
1930, the Snickers was first.
Oh, that's rubbish.
It's all
time to change
rubbish.
Your knickers, Marto. And Daniel from Birkdale, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Margot. Yeah, yeah.
You're very welcome.
The Snickers has made Marto change his knickers. That's just Snickers, wonderful stuff. And it's now 12 points to Marto, 9 to you, Margot.
Doesn't
matter anyway. Milky Way will reign supreme.
Fresh Daniel and Birkdale, Lang's Gourmet Range is proudly made in Queensland using all Australian ingredients, supporting the Prince Charles Hospital. Love local, love Lang's. That's This or That. Back tomorrow.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Hey, can we talk rugby league, Dobbo? And I see Tessie New. We might be able to squeeze him out. He's got some opposition.
Yeah, well, look, we all saw it yesterday, playing for Winner Manly. Tamari Martin has come back. He's obviously had some injuries over the last 8 weeks. Expect him to be named at fullback for the Broncos against the Knights on Saturday night. I don't think Tessie New will be there. I think they wanted to see Tamari get through a game. He did that. He passed with flying colours yesterday. He will be selected at fullback for that game against the Knights. And they need a win, Brisbane. If they are to make the eight, they have to win this week.
Dobbo, what else is breaking in rugby league land? Ricky Stewart copped a fair bit of controversy the weekend.
Where's it going to finish up, Dobbo?
Big fine. He's going to get a very big fine. It could be a record fine for Ricky. Obviously, he's passionate. He holds a grudge. He hasn't forgiven.
He's an angry, frustrated little man, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, you pick on someone's family and people don't forget. And,
some would say passionate, though, on the other foot. Everyone's saying, oh, woke cancel culture. Why can't Ricky say what he thinks and feels?
Well, it was when he was 12, this kid.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Can we let things go?
That's
a little
12 years ago. Yeah.
An under-12 footy match.
Maybe holding a grudge from an under-12 football game.
Interesting, though, he didn't actually apologise. He came out and said, yeah, look, probably wasn't the right forum. I shouldn't have said that, but didn't actually apologise. And I'm hearing that the Salmon family will look to take legal action.
No, he did. He made a form of apology, Ricky.
He didn't say sorry, no, though, Marto.
Margo, he did say he was sorry at the end. And I spoke to Ricky yesterday twice.
Is he a mate of yours?
Yeah, he is. Actually.
Everyone's Dobbo's mate.
So, Dobbo, he's paid $135,000 in fines in his 20 years of coaching. That only works out at $6,200 a year. It's like, oh, you've got to pay for your coaching license. Okay, here's my $6,500.
Yeah, but how much is he on? Hundreds and thousands of dollars. Mm. He doesn't mind. He'll take the fine. He's said what he needed to say. It's out there now.
Is he old and angry? He hasn't won anything for a long time, and he's just frustrated and angry.
Dobbo, for a bloke like Ricky Stewart, are those fines tax deductible as part of the gig?
I think so.
Maybe, but a mate of mine said to me yesterday we should start a Ricky Stewart fighting fund, but we're not going to do that. No. You know, it's like, but look, he will cop a record fine though today.
I haven't got my ladder in front of me.
No suspension?
Are the Raiders just out of the eight? Is that what's wrong with him?
Yeah, look, Ricky's the master, and I say this with the deepest respect, of when his team is under pressure of turning the tension onto himself. But in his own words yesterday morning at 7 o'clock when I spoke to him, he said, I should not have said that. I made a massive mistake. So,
too late.
Yeah. All right, Dobbo. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon, mate.
He's on the Sarbo from 4 till 6.
There you go. Bet Australian. Bet with Bluey. Download the true Blue brand new Blue Bet app from the App Store. Mother's better for me. You're not alone.
4-8-4-10-1-0-4-5. Save it in your phone. Save it in your phone. And here it is, Marto, best of the burner from the weekend. Terry from Burpengary wanted to let you know, Marto, I know each year you like to record the first magpie swoop of the season.
Terry,
I got down over on the bikeway near the entertainment centre over the weekend.
What do you mean not got down? He got knocked over? Because this is what happens. It's only a matter of time till someone dies. How many people die of magpie attacks every year in Australia? Zero.
There was, I think there was one recent last year, maybe.
July 11th.
So it was a baby.
What are we saying?
So he's an older lady too, I think. Maybe
he's saying, or do I put that down as August the 6th? I one year got hit on July 11th. It was disgraceful.
Well,
early
this guy's
attack.
Saying, not sure if it was a magpie or a butcher bird, but it gave him a whack.
And I think there is a word missing. I think he does mean
I got knocked down.
There you go.
Over on the bike pathway.
Because you can be doing 40 or 50 Ks and then these things hit you on the ear and they open you up
People lose eyes.
Yeah.
There was that terrible tragedy, which you just mentioned, Dan, of that young mum carrying the baby in the carrier and she fell over. Ooh. She got swooped and she squashed her baby, which was terribly
it's
tragic.
My annual call for magpie slaughter.
Culling.
Tell me what magpies do that's
Why
useful.
Why are they so protected? What? I mean, all animals, big and great and small, are wonderful and beautiful.
Yeah, but not if you go around assaulting. If I was a human and jumped out of a tree and it punched you in the side of the head, I'd be put down.
Yeah, is it self-defence?
Good luck, everyone. Kill as many magpies as you possibly can, each one of us.
I think it's time where you play that disclaimer where we don't endorse any of Greg Martin.
104.5 Triple M does not endorse or support any of the policies of Greg Marto Martin and will no way be held accountable for his actions.
It's a personal opinion.
We don't want legals to have to get involved again. We've already pissed off the BMXers. We've already pissed off the snake people. Right, we cannot be pissing off the magpie people.
Okay, what's happened in our society is that not enough people killed sharks when we had the chance, and now there's sharks everywhere.
with Feral Peak. 5
Triple M does not endorse or support any of the policies Feral of Greg Peak. Marto Martin and will no way be held accountable for
they already shoot them. Easters. They're allowed to shoot wild
Yeah, but
balls.
They're everywhere because you let them. And that's the thing with these magpies. And camels are the same. They're roaming around everywhere.
What the poor camel food Triple M does not endorse or support any of the policies. We have more camels here than anywhere else. I'd assume they'd be in the desert in Dubai or Saudi Arabia or somewhere. They're here.
Yeah. And that's what will happen with magpies in 10 years' time. And go, Jesus, all right. I'll do the next one. Book week. Listen to this on the burner phone.
Book week? Morning, what about it?
Morning, guys. My little fella's in grade 3 and told me at 9 o'clock last night that it's book week today.
No, it is not.
Today at his school. Any tips on a costume? I can come up with
just
this morning.
Find a book on the shelf in one of his rooms and put together some outfit from the wardrobe.
I'm going cardboard box. One big cardboard box. Go to Bunnings, you know, near the counter there.
He doesn't have time. It's on this morning.
Yeah, but on the way, Bunnings are open from 6. Cut arms in it.
Some PVC pipes.
Then do one and cut a hole. Just Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly.
That's good.
Oh, pipes. I mean, you're just
have you guys
Kelly.
Read Harry Potter? You know Harry Potter? So I know a parent who sent their kid to school just dressed normally and they said, you're from Harry Potter. They said, which character? You're just a muggle.
just made a name up.
A non-wizard.
A little pair of glasses and a black, like a tea towel, a cape.
Wonderful. A permanent marker on the forehead for the scar.
Wand. Done.
Who sent that?
Easy.
Didn't have a name attached to it.
It's anonymous. Good reminder. Thank you to all the parents out there.
Book week will happen
over the next few weeks, so get yourselves organised. Waterbeds. We were talking about them last week. We're like, who still owns a waterbed? There's a waterbed shop and there's a repairs truck getting around.
And we found out there are a lot of people. What have you got?
Peter from Holland Park said, heard you guys talking about it. The wife and I had a tragedy on the weekend when our waterbed of 30 years packed it in.
In what way did it pack it in? Great flood.
Maybe a tear in the bladder.
Nothing worse than a tear in the bladder.
Than a tear in the bladder. Marto and Margo on
Triple M Breakfast. Hey, listen, just Commonwealth Games wrapping up today. We're still winning gold medals here, there and everywhere. We've just won our 1,000th gold medal.
Which triggers the release course.
In the javelin.
That's the release course out of the Commonwealth. We can now become a republic.
We can now stop with the Commonwealth, just throw out. I won 1,000. You told me we could leave the Commonwealth when we win 1,000 gold medals. Off we
We're
go.
Out.
We're on our own now. So Albanese is president of Australia from now.
Overseas,
he's president.
Let's just keep on just with one theme: the love triangle last weekend. Of course, there was Emma McKeon.
What love triangle?
There was Kyle Chalmers. He's the odd angle out in the triangle. And, of course, Cody Simpson.
An isosceles triangle, would you call that, where the sides are uneven?
Yes. Where two sides are close and the other one's
way out on the other side over there. That's Kyle Chalmers.
Hey, Cody Simpson. I tell you, this is why he's popular with his teammates. Yeah, they said he's very popular within the team. Mm. Yeah, he's doing a bit of suck jobbing. Oh. Listen to this.
Hang on.
He's sucking up to the other swimmers.
Oh.
It's Cody Simpson secretly arranged for his pop star mate, Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
Is that a big name for you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's all.
This is a genuinely good song.
Is that Shawn Mendes?
This is a great tune.
Yeah. R&B Fridays.
No, not this is not R&B.
That's not R&B.
In the studio,
this is R&B.
Shawn Mendes in here?
I think he was some other planet. Shawn Mendes has never been in here.
We could play this on Triple M.
Okay, listen. Right. But I just mentioned his name. Hit. Don't get too excited.
Sorry.
Cody Simpson secretly arranged for his pop star mate, Shawn Mendes, to send Ariane Titmus a congratulatory message recently, and she just blew her top. It's her favourite singer.
Like a cameo.
A video. Like, what are those things?
Swish cameo.
Yeah, but Cody Simpson didn't have to pay. He just said, hey, mate, I've got this friend in the swim team. Oh, you swimming now, Cody? Yeah, mate. Really missing your music. What music did Cody Simpson actually make? I don't want to let go. Okay, well, that's preschool.
This is what he sings to Emma when she wakes up in the morning. Doesn't he serenade her every morning?
Every day with different songs.
That'd get annoying after a while.
Just
cute for the first week.
Morning karaoke.
And it'd be like, give it a rest, mate.
There's a reason karaoke bars aren't open
in
the morning.
Brush your teeth, so you're singing very close to my face.
Who does Kyle Chalmers know? Like a couple of AFL players. That's not going to do it for Ariane Titmus. Simpson's the preferred angle of the triangle.
That's heavy artillery. That's like us swimming against Equatorial Guinea. It's almost very unfair to call in Shawn Mendes.
What beats Shawn Mendes? If Kyle Chalmers can get Elton John, does he get Yeah, does he
Ed
start?
Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran with Trump, Sean.
Yeah,
with Trump.
Right. That'd be right.
Yep. Michael Jackson.
Jimmy Barnes.
He'll be hard to get.
What about Jimmy? Barnesy.
Barnesy.
He's going to get
that. What about David Campbell?
Barnesy, if you're listening. 1-333-53.
He's
going to
go, oh, I just got a video message from Barnesy. I love you. Like, nah.
Nah. Triple M, Marto
and Margo. Michael Jackson, for that matter. What are you talking about?
He's dead.
It'd be amazing to get a video from him, though, wouldn't it?
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, listen, Margo, I told you we went away on the weekend with a few of Kath's friends. It was a bit of a girls' weekend over at Moreton Island, and two of them are primary school teachers, lively pair.
Oh.
Just you and the girls?
Hats off to them.
Just me and the girls. Yeah. I was still doing some painting and fluffing around while they were having fun.
Are they the Moreton Moles, Margo?
There are a few of them, yeah. They're involved in a grill.
Moreton Island.
How do you know about that?
You told me.
Oh, did I?
You said they call themselves the Moreton Moles.
Okay, there That's was only wonderful. Five, four or five of them or so. There was... Anyway, what I do want to talk about, because in the daytimes when things were calm, they're teachers, and I was talking to them about the kids.
They're professionals.
I remember a teacher many, many years ago telling me that JA was the worst letter for any worst behaved children.
Oh.
Now, mainly boys, because girls are usually pretty well behaved.
Like Jaden, like JA starts the name.
My brother's name's Jason. So I always used to say he wasn't too bad, but they said, yeah, it's. And then they said
Jack?
Z.
Would that be in there?
Well,
as well?
It is a JA, but Jack's well behaved. James.
Yeah, but is Jack technically a
James?
John? Jack's a John. That's his nickname. Are you talking his real name? It's got to be J.A.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they said. Well, I think they're mainly referring to Jaden's and Zach's. They said they are the two worst names that stick out in both their memories. Both of them went to Jaden and Zach's. They said are the worst behaved kids in their whole, and both of these girls have got big teaching history.
Well, when Nick Cody used to work here, he always said that. Jaden, Braden, Caden, they were the worst behaved human beings.
A shocker.
Caden, Braden, yeah. And Jaden.
Hold on, what's the name of
what
that
about
kid?
About Jackson with what? An X?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah,
anything
yeah, yeah.
Where that's there's an X involved.
Yeah. Well, that's a JA and then an X. Like, that's like, we'll pull on the pokies. That's just lights up and you get the house prize. But what's that kid who Ricky Stewart had a go at? His name was Jamin. J-A-E-M-A-N.
Jamin.
Badly behaved at school.
Is that like Jamal?
Jamal.
Jamal. Yeah, is he French?
What are you trying to say here, Marto?
No, I just want to take a temperature check. Have you got a temperature check?
Breakfast. Temperature check.
Right, school teachers, or actually anyone can contribute, but I'd rather school teachers. What is the worst behaved name? What kid has the worst behaved
there
name?
There would definitely be kids that would put you off as a teacher naming your child that. You'd be like, I'm never naming my kid James because that kid is it.
Can I get your read on something really quickly? I know a bloke works for another radio station named Jabin.
Jabin.
J-A-B-E-N.
It's a shit.
I've got a godson named Jabor.
Jabor.
Yeah, he is trouble.
No, is it Jabor or Jabor?
Jabor.
That's a character from Game of Thrones. Mm. Jabor.
Well, his name's Jay, but he added boar onto his name just to make it more like a feral pig Jay. Anyway,
oh
teachers, when ready, 1-333-53. We just want to take
what
a quick survey.
What letter of the alphabet is the worst name, kid?
All right. If you've been teaching for 15 years, 20 years, whatever, ring us and tell us who.
What about Lucas? Luke. I reckon Luke's.
All right.
They were bad in my grade.
So you're saying start of the year when you see your list of students, you're like,
and
oh,
you go,
Christ, not another Caden.
Oh,
I've got eight Zachs in my class. It's going to be a tough year.
Yeah.
I've got a Steven.
1-333-53. Worst name, teachers. Come on. Marto and Margo with you. Marto's confused because somehow we've devolved into talking about the Kardashians in the studio.
It'll never happen on air, people.
We were talking about names and all of those girls have K names.
No, well, that's because Chris from Kenmore. We're talking about what teachers were telling me, the worst names for boys starting with a J. And Chris from Kenmore, I teach year six. Boys with a J are nightmares. Everyone happy with that generalisation? It seems to be continuing, but girls with a K are next level.
Next level. And we were saying all of the Kardashians are starting with a K.
They're nightmares.
What would next level Ks be currently in year six? Kate. That's the only one I can think of because a Courtney, Caitlin would be spelled
Chloe.
With Cs.
Well, a lot of
Chloe,
C-H.
C's.
Catherine with
hard
a K.
C's.
How about the ultimate?
Karen. There's no year six Karens running around, is there, surely?
Oh, don't even ask anyone to ring. They're everywhere, Karens.
Rachel.
Enzo at Boondall. Any kid who has a last name as a first name, like Jackson, Blake and Carter, are nightmares.
A bit
as
like
well.
You, Greg Martin. Martin's a first name, last name, isn't it?
Yeah, you got the old jewel.
Any kid who has a last name as a first name.
Nightmare.
Like Gregory.
Rachel from Redland Bay. Good morning.
Rachel.
It's not her real name. Rachel, so
if
she
you're
doesn't
from
know.
Redland, Hello? Yeah, that's if you're from Redlands.
Rachel,
happy holiday.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Worst behaved kids. There's been a generalisation that Jaden or Jay James is the worst. Boys behaved. What do you know about this?
Well, I've got Brayden.
Oh.
And so my life off through school was a beaten track to every school he has gone to. But Marto, and I was told when he was at when he was in school that because he mucked up a lot.
Yeah.
The teacher said to me, he will achieve in life because he has the best outgoing personality.
Uh-huh. And he's spirited. He's a builder, is he?
He's a builder.
Good
so,
one.
So he went down south to do a bit of building and his old boss wants.
We've run out of time for Rachel, I think.
Thanks, Rach.
Michelle from Parkinson.
That was just a mum ringing up to say how proud she was of her son. Well done.
Yeah, sorry about
that. That's nice.
I don't know what happened over here, but the phone turned.
Yeah.
Well, there was speculation that Jaden, and Brayden, and Caden are some of the worst kids. Michelle from Parkinson, are you a teacher? Do you know what the worst behaved kids are with what names?
I'm not a teacher, but you mentioned the name Luke.
Yes, I said Luke's. Oh. When I was at school, it was Luke's that were the punished.
The problem.
Oh,
right.
My God. It continues through to adulthood.
Does it, Michelle?
For them.
Have
it
you got
does.
A Luke?
I've got a Luke as a supervisor.
Oh.
And we actually tell him.
Your boss.
Is.
He doesn't listen to Triple M, does he, Michelle?
He does, actually.
Can you just check whether he went to school with Margot? I think she may have sat next to him.
Well, because he's from England, so he's a Pommy Luke. Oh. But we tell him every day he's got adult ADHD. Oh,
there is such a thing, isn't there?
There is. And just this morning, he stole one of the ladies' lunchboxes and hid it from her.
Oh,
just now.
Wow. Good to see he's grown up.
Yeah. He's the office pest and he's also the boss, Michelle.
Oh, my God, he's worse than the office pest.
They say boys will
he's
be boys.
Next level.
Oh, what a look. Well, it didn't go where I thought
Thanks,
it was going to go.
It was a
mum proud of her son rang up and a
is
girl.
Rachel, is Rachel still there?
No,
she's still talking.
She's still talking.
Never ring us again.
Oh, no.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Yeah, 133353. Give us a call now if you want to win yourself a family pass to the Ekka because it's on until, what is it, a week?
Yeah, this weekend.
We're on for a week.
Next weekend.
Sunday.
10 days.
Yeah.
Finishes up next Sunday.
What's this? 9 days.
It's a goat on a roller coaster.
A goat on a roller
it's a bit
coaster.
Of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Marto, what was yours? Yours was a dog on a roller coaster.
Oh, it was a dog on a coaster. Here's Maddie. Hey, Maddie, straight away, you're into
Hi.
It.
Hi, how are you?
What sort of animal have you got?
A cat.
A cat.
Cat on a roller coaster. This is for a family pass to the Ekka,
Maddie. I don't believe I'm doing this. It's very embarrassing. Anyway.
Okay. Believe it, Maddie. Do you have a cat? Are you a cat owner?
I have six.
Six cats.
Cat-like. Have any of them ever been on a roller coaster or run down the stairs quickly?
Not that I know of. Yeah, they go down the stairs quickly. Yeah,
nine lives.
Is there one of your six cats that this is modelled on, this voice?
Razzie.
Okay.
Razzie.
Okay, let it loose. Do you want a roller coaster to be played in the background?
Yeah, okay.
I can help you with that,
just
mate.
For theatrics, Maddie. All right, Maddie.
Okay, here we go.
When you hear the roller coaster, you join in. Here it comes.
Yep.
Oh,
Did the cat crash at the end? Poor Razzie.
I'm sorry, was it hiss?
I thought it was a furball.
Oh, he's coughing up a furball. I think Razzie lost one of his nine lives.
Thank you, Maddie.
We'll ring you.
Okay. Well, she's
Juan.
Winning so far.
Yeah, that's right.
She's won from one. Juan.
Juan from Arumba Downs. Hello, Juan.
Juan.
What sort of sort of animal, mate?
It's yarn.
Yarn. Oh, sorry,
it's
yarn.
A soft J, like yarging.
It's a John. Hey, John, now listen, Aussie John. What sort of animal?
A dog.
A dog. Right. Dog on the roller coaster at the Ekka for family tickets to the Ekka.
Yarn, do you want a roller coaster or do you want to go a cappella?
Let's go a cappella.
Go, son.
Now, is this the person from the other day that was going, woo, woo, woo?
Yeah, that's not bad, though. I don't mind. Jan, stay on the line.
Kane from Forest Lake. Good morning.
Morning.
You want to go to the Echo, Kane? Give us an animal on a roller coaster? What is the animal
I've got a cow, a dairy farming cow from New Zealand.
A dairy farming cow from New Zealand? It's a kiwi cow.
Kiwi cow. What is this cow's name? Cow. Because you're being a real method actor here. What's the cow's name?
Daisy.
It's Friesian and its name is Daisy.
Daisy, of course. Daisy. A classic Friesian cow. Listen, have you ever seen a cow? Have you ever heard a cow having fun?
Yeah, I have actually, yeah.
Right, well, you know what's going on then.
Take it away, Kane.
All right, Kane.
Were you giving or receiving?
He's got to win it, doesn't he?
Yeah,
I think he's got to win it. He's
yeah,
got
yeah. it. You've got Kane it, Kane. From Forest Lake. You're well going done. To the Ecker.
Woohoo!
Right. Got yourself a family pass.
Well done, Kate.
Thank you.
Can we play all three of them, Maddie, Jan and Kane, at the same time with their animals? Can we not?
Well, I can get one Jan on and Kane on. How about that? Because we can have a bit of woohoo!
Right.
In the background. Woohoo!
All right, you're both on the roller coaster together. Go for it.
Woohoo!